Philip Semper, PhD, starting care. Today's date is 10/14/2024. Dictation is for Mario Villalobos. Villalobos spells V-I-L-L-A-L-O-B-O-S. Mario spells M-A-R-I-O. Date of birth is 11/4/1974. This is a 49-year-old gentleman here with cough period. Patient said this has been going on for approximately 10 or so days, but it's gotten worse in the last 3 days. Says he came in because cough is not productive of yellow sputum. Patient indicated he works in a lab and is routinely exposed to a variety of pathogens, period. Next paragraph. Past medical history. Obesity. Next line, diabetes. Next line, hypertension. Next line, erectile dysfunction. Next paragraph, allergies, none. Next paragraph, medication. Bisoprol. Next line, losartan. Next line, aspirin. Next line, metformin. Next line, tadalafil. Next paragraph, family history, hypertension, diabetes. Next paragraph, surgical history is none. Next paragraph, social history denies tobacco, alcohol, or drug use. Next paragraph. Review of systems. Patient reports chills, myalgia, body aches. He denies sweats. Say that he's been using over-the-counter NyQuil and DayQuil. And notice when he takes these, his heart beats fast, period. Next paragraph. Physical exam is alert-oriented and mild distress. Vital signs are as follows. O2 status, 97%. Room air blood pressure, 149 over 81. Pulse 110. Repeat pulses 115. Respiration 18. Temperature 98.3. Period. Next paragraph. HENT normal. Next paragraph. Nose congested. Green discharge. Erythematous and edema disturbance. Next paragraph. Respiratory poor. Inspiratory and expiratory effort. Yes, inspiratory and expiratory wheezes. Mild and is diffuse. No use of accessory muscles, no respiratory distress, no paradoxical motion, period. Next paragraph, cardiac. Regular rhythm, no murmurs, no peripheral edema or cyanosis, period. Next paragraph, neck, full range of motion, no rigidity, no meningeal signs, period. Next paragraph. Cardiac regular correction, abdomen distended secondary to obesity, normal bowel sounds, no visible peristalsis, no tenders to palpation, period. Next paragraph, skin, no abrasions, lacerations, macules or papules, no vesicles or bolli, period. Next paragraph, extremities, full range of motion, upper and lower extremities, no discomfort, range of motion. He bears weight well with no ontologic gait, period. Next paragraph. Neuro alert oriented, times 3 cranial nerves, 2 tenders, normal, motor and sensory functions are normal, mood and affect are normal, period. Next paragraph. Assessment and plan. Assessment number 1 is acute reactive airway disease. Number 2, cough. Number 3, myalgia. Number 4, chills. Number 5, fatigue. Next paragraph. Patient was given the following medication in the clinic. 1, Rocephin. 1 gram IM. Next medication, nebulizer, consists of albuterol and Atrovent. Number 1. Patient was observed in the clinic for an additional 15 minutes or so, then reevaluated. He reports no side effects from the medication. Says he's feeling a little much better. Next paragraph. Patient reports he's feeling a little better, period. Next paragraph. Patient was given the following prescription. Zitromax, 250 milligrams, 2 PO now, 1 PO daily until gone. Number 6, next medication, Teslan, 100 milligrams. 1 PO TID for 10 days. Number 30, next medication, albuterol MDI, 90 micrograms. 1 to 2 puffs, TID PRN for cough, fatigue, or wheezing. For cough or wheezing, period. Next paragraph, patient was given the opportunity to ask questions. He said he has none. We had a lengthy discussion about his condition, particularly his pulse, which is tachycardic. He indicated that this is because he was taking NyQuil and DayQuil. However, I strongly encourage patients to go to the emergency room for further evaluation because of his elevated pulse, which could mean a number of serious entities. He says he understands he was he wants to be treated here, and then said if he gets worse, he will come back and go to the emergency room. He was given the opportunity to ask questions. He said he has none. End of dictation.